The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Starting lineup 99.1, the Sports Animal. Final hour. Talking about the best high school athletes that we have seen last segment. Randall Cobb's got to be in that conversation at Alcoa. So that guy was just a monster. Unbelievable player for to play in the NFL as long as he has. It's been incredible. There are two brothers from Carnes that we covered that I want to give a shout out to. And that's Devin Harper and Thomas Harper. Thomas Harper's the first Carnes player to ever have 1,000 yards receiving. Devin Harper, and he's at Oklahoma State. Devin Harper is a linebacker for Oklahoma State. That dude was not tackleable. The only guy I remember ever, there was one kid from Halls who I can't even remember what his name was, but he played outside linebacker there. That kid could tackle him, and then Devin Harper, and it was a regular season game that Vince and I were calling, and that kid could tackle Devin Harper just in the open field. It was just a tackling machine. It was Cade something. I can't remember what his last name was, but Harper would just run the other way from wherever they lined that Cade kid up, and he'd run the other direction, and the other 10 kids couldn't tackle him, but that one kid could, so they just ran him the other way every time. Just wherever he lines up, we'll go the other way, and it ended up being a heck of a game that we called between Carnes and Halls that year, and if people get him, you know, two guys will be able to bring him down, and one guy will be able to hold on long enough to get some help to get him down, but Devin Harper is a very underrated player from East Tennessee. I think a lot of it because he's playing in the Big 12. He's playing the linebacker position. And unfortunately, Kaner, you linebackers don't give nearly enough pub anymore.
No, we don't, man. It's a little ridiculous. Most important part of the defense, but it is what it is. Three other players. Not bitter. Three other players that you and I, we didn't cover these guys, but from Morristown West, James Littleman Stewart.
Oh, yeah. That was before my time, but yeah.
Yeah. From Jeff County, and of course, I knew this, but I didn't cover them. You got the Collins brothers, Todd and Brent. And Randall Cobb and Alcoa, of course, we've already mentioned.
The Collins brothers, I didn't get a chance to see, or that was before my time as well. So, but yeah, those were guys that when I moved here, we moved back here in high school. Those are guys I heard about. So, yeah. With the Collins brothers, the people thought they were like the kind of the most recently had been a really big deal. So yeah, those are really really good ones. And thanks everybody who weighed in on that one on the Twitter machine. Talk about the best sports sidekicks of all time. Today is the actor who played Cameron on Ferris Bueller's birthday, and it's also Dan Aykroyd's birthday. Aykroyd, of course, the sidekick in Ghostbusters, Spies Like Us, and a number of those pretty awesome 80s movies that we've seen with Saturday Night Live alumni. We're kind of removing Scottie Pippen from the equation because everybody knows Scottie. Scottie's the greatest of all time when we talk about athletes. And for some reason, the NBA lends itself more to having that sidekick situation. Like, even in teams that didn't win titles, you would have Hakeem Olajuwon, Ralph Sampson. You would have Charles Barkley in Phoenix with Kevin Johnson, KJ. So you always have kind of had a 1-2 punch in basketball. And then once the Big Three happened in Boston, that's when you kind of had the people trying to put together their own version of a Big Three, or in Golden State, maybe even a Big Four with Draymond. In baseball, is there a sidekick that you would point to, Kaner? Because you're a big baseball guy. Bonds and Bonilla is the one, because it's Bobby Bonilla Day. So Bonds and Bonilla is the one that kind of jumps out in my mind from those Pittsburgh Pirates teams back in the day that Jim Leland was the skipper of. As Bonds was the man, Bonilla was kind of the – Bonds was Batman, Bonilla was Robin, although Bonilla's getting paid like he's Batman.
Yeah, and congratulations to him. $1.38 million richer today and every July 1st until 2035.
Yeah, so congratulations to him. But Bonilla was a pretty solid sports sidekick back in the day.
Jeff Kent to Barry Bonds is a good one.
That is a good one.
For the San Francisco Giants.
Tommy on the secret text line pointed out A-Rod to Derek Jeter. So A-Rod was the bigger star, but when you got to the postseason, Jeter was Batman and A-Rod was Robin. Frankly, A-Rod was Alfred like once you got to the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can agree with that. Derek Jeter's first ballot Hall of Famer, fantastic player, one of the best to ever do it, but A-Rod's A-Rod, you know? I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. If I was looking at those Yankees teams and from that Yankees dynasty, I might say Pettit to Mussina. Right, that would be the sidekick that I would more so look at. No. With the Atlanta Braves back in the day, Is there, who was the sidekick in that situation?
We have Andrew DeChipper, I would say.
Oh, there you go.
That's a really good one. I would say, you know, we discussed this earlier. You know, Maddox is the alpha dog, so it'd probably be Glavin to Maddox.
Okay.
Because it was Smoltz to Glavin before Maddox got there. I mean, that trio is really, really difficult.
It really is. There was McGuire was the, a lot of people don't realize this, McGuire was the sidekick to Jose Canseco.
Yep.
Back in the day, like Canseco was that big of a star before he started searching for aliens and Bigfoot and stuff like that. all the drugs are one hell of a drug. That's what we found out about Jose Canseco's life. So is that all the steroids you put in your body are bad for your mind. We've learned that lesson through Jose Canseco.
What about the Boston Red Sox? Would it be David Ortiz to Manny Ramirez back in the early 2000s, or would it be the other way around?
I think it absolutely was. I think it absolutely would be Ortiz to Manny.
Yeah, I agree.
You're right about that one. That is a really good one as well. To Ortiz kind of was that guy, even though Ortiz is the most beloved. And it's weird how the sidekick can become the most beloved depending on what the attitude is of the guy who was kind of the superstar that's on a team. In the NFL, best sidekicks that you've seen. Gronk is the one that jumps out to me because it is Brady's the GOAT. And then so you look at who's the guy that was the one constant with Brady over the years. And that was Rob Gronkowski. And Gronk also was, you know, just fun-loving. Like, Gronk will never be the leading man in a movie, but Gronk can absolutely be the comic relief in a movie, right?
I really like that one. And to be completely honest, I didn't even think about it, you know, before coming in this morning until you said it. But, you know, psychics are kind of always there to pick you up when you're down, to, you know, play their A game when you're just off that day. And
save your backside when you need it.
It's a security blanket for Tom Brady and all that, plus their BFFs. Yeah, I love that one. I think that makes so much sense. You know, there's some ones I thought about this morning. Yeah, Reggie Wayne to Marvin Harrison back the Colts as APEC.
Yeah, so when you're bringing up wide receivers, there's a lot of that. There's Alvin Harper to former VFL Alvin Harper to Michael Irvin. There's John Taylor to Jerry Rice. When you look at the greatest wide receivers of all time, usually they had a very nice number two that ended up becoming a sidekick situation. So, and a lot of times it'd be a guy you'd have great all-time great receiver, and then you'd have guy that takes the top off and fills that role, or guy that works in the slot and fills that
Jerry
role.
Judy, so, Henry Ruggs.
Very much so. Judy was Batman, and Henry Ruggs was Robin, even though I guess the draft went down in a completely different order. Not that the Denver Broncos are upset about that.
Speaking of the Broncos, Terrell Davis to Greg Elway. John Elway.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Is there okay?
Can't believe I messed up Elway's name right there.
In Tennessee football history, am I disrespecting Joey Kent to call him, because Joey Kent's awesome? Am I disrespecting Joey Kent to say he was Peyton's sidekick?
Well, no. I mean, someone's got to get in the ball.
Yeah, and Peyton was a larger life figure.
Yeah, and I mean,
he stepped on campus.
Peyton's Peyton, so yeah. I don't think that's disrespectful.
Okay, so that there you go. Was Admiral?
Yes, 100%.
Okay,
but again, that's the case, and not that people. I mean, not that people don't like Grant at all, because everyone here loves Grant, but everyone here really loves Admiral. Really loves Admiral. So it's kind of. It might be one of those cases to where, you know, fan base loves the Robin more than the Batman. But again, that's no disrespect to Grant Williams, because fans love him too. But, you know, Admiral Schofield had that connection with the Tennessee fan base that was probably, you know, probably since I've been here, outside of Trey Smith, probably top notch.
Yeah, so it's but you're right. So a lot of the times, I think to be the leading man, to be the Batman, you've got to be the strong, silent type.
Yeah.
Right? You can't show a ton of personality, and people are going to love the people who show personalities. Like, we don't know a ton about Tom Brady's personality. We don't know a ton about Grant Williams' personality. We know a lot about Gronkowski's personality. We know a lot about Admiral's personality. We knew a lot about Randy Moss's personality. So a lot of times to be the Batman is usually the strong, silent type, it seems like. Peyton, people don't know. Peyton shows a lot of personality, and I think that since Peyton's retired, we've learned more about Peyton's personality.
Yeah.
With the series he did with ESPN Plus, which is spectacular if you ever get a chance to watch it. But it's usually you get – you're right. I mean, it just seems like we've heard a lot more from Scotty than we've heard from Mike, right? You know, Kevin McHale did the analyst work. Larry Bird never did. James Worthy's the one guy that it went the other way, where Magic was the dude who talked a lot, and you saw in front of the camera and you saw in the microphone – which Worthy was kind of the more the strong silent type a little bit as the running partner
there. I have a good NBA one. It was a brief stint. 3 years, two titles, Paul Gasol to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Paul Gasol was one that was really – he was a very good – honestly, that was the – he needed that sidekick Kobe did to be able to get over the hump because Kobe was a sidekick, right? And his legacy was going to be that Kobe was Shaq's sidekick, period, before he got Pau Gasol and they were able to go get a couple of titles. So that is a very good one. 656-9900 is your phone number. Sports Sidekicks, we got a number from you guys on the Twitter machine. We'll give you those coming up on the other side. Also, latest with high school football, the latest with girls soccer with the TSSAA. Eric Kane tried to warn us about this yesterday, and I poo-pooed the entire thing. He was right and I was wrong, so we'll give you the latest next. It's the Starting Lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
For the first time in 64 years, there will be no minor league baseball played in East Tennessee, as affiliated ball in minor leagues has officially been canceled for 2020. That means no Tennessee Smokies, Chattanooga Lookouts, or Appalachian League baseball this summer. Previously, Baseball America reported minor leaguers who have been left off the Major League Baseball affiliate 60-man player pool for this season are free to go and play independent ball this summer. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves signed a bill Tuesday retiring the last state flag in the United States with the Confederate battle emblem following pressure from the sports world last week. Division III Grinnell College in Iowa is canceling football and other fall sports due to COVID-19. And three members of the New Orleans Pelicans have tested positive for coronavirus. They have since been in self-isolation. The Pilots are currently 3.5 games back of the 8th-place Grizzlies in the West, entering the NBA's restart at the end of the month. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education in Tennessee. It's 8:14. We're going to check out the roads with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The Starting Lineup with Tyler and Will, 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Got a number of sports sidekicks from you guys. Let's see. Tim says, Mark Grace to Sammy Sosa. That is a very good one. One that we have not heard yet. Good job, Tim, on that one. China to Triple H. Triple H to Shawn Michaels. And, of course, he brings up Terrell Davis to John Elway. Jimmy Johnson to Jeff Gordon. That was a really good one. And then eventually, again, Jimmy Johnson became the man. Jeff Gordon walked away. Kenneth says Biggio to Bagwell. Koseko and McGuire. That is a really good one from Thomas. Biggio to Bagwell is a very good one as well. One that we have not brought up yet when it comes to the top sports sidekicks. While we're talking about that, it is Cameron from Ferris Bueller's birthday today. And also it is Dan Aykroyd. It is his birthday today. So we're talking about the best sports sidekicks of all time. The TSSAA, you probably heard by now, has at least postponed the current high school football season. Look, yesterday, if you listen to the program, Eric and I talked about it a little bit, and he was like, hey, pay attention to this. This could affect the governor extending the state of emergency could impact high school football. I thought, okay, based on reading it, I just thought it says limit sports that and it was a guidance to limit, not even a mandate to limit. It said limit sports that have contact or close contact. And so I thought that, well, there's no way they're going to actually not play football. They just have to limit the number of contact practices they have, practice social distancing during practice times and on sidelines and things like that. But we'll all be playing football. We'll be playing girls soccer, all those sports coming up this fall. Right now, it is at least postponed. And whether how far it gets postponed, we don't know. But, Eric, the latest from the TSSAA and what we're looking about and why today is so important when it comes to high school football in the state of Tennessee for the fall, girls soccer in the state of Tennessee for the fall.
Yeah, so today at 10 o'clock, there's going to be a meeting with the Board of Control with the from the Tennessee Football Coaches Association. And during this meeting, they're going to vote on kind of a plan for what the regular season will look like. This is according to Mark Packer of last night of Rivalry Thursday. They're going to be voting on either an 8-game regular season with a 4-round playoff, switching fall and spring sports, or just doing football in the spring. And so, again, when you extend the state of emergency by Governor Lee here in Tennessee, football teams can't practice. You can't get in pads. You can't go into contact. And high school football kicks off its season around August the 20th. And this state of emergency extends all the way through the 29th of August. And so you talk about an acclimation period, 3 to 4 weeks, whatever it may be. You're not looking to get, best case scenario, you're not looking to get in that season started until September, the last week of September, first week of October. And so that's kind of the situation we're in right now. And those, the contact sports in fall being football and girls soccer. There was a memo sent out to member schools by the TSSAA yesterday explaining all this. And golf, cross country, volleyball, those other fall sports were not mentioned in the memo. So those sports look like they're going to be okay. But right now, the situation here in Tennessee, football is not going to start on time.
And it turns out we heard from the TSSAA that it wasn't just the state of emergency that predicated this. The governor sent a letter to them saying, hey, this isn't going to happen. So the options on the table are an October start or flip fall and spring sports. Is that pretty much what we're looking at?
Yeah, that or just start football in the spring. And I think that any way you look at it, you want to get football into the fall because it'll go on the 2020 books for the TSSAA. And that's number one. But number two, you don't want high school athletes, especially seniors, to have to choose what sport to play. If you're a dual sport athlete, you play football in the fall and maybe even basketball, a little crossover there, but baseball or track and field in the spring. If football is played in the spring, you're going to have to choose one way or the other. And, you know, that in itself would be just devastating for a high school athlete. But let's go down. Let's get away from the Maryvilles. Let's get away from the Centrals and the Knox Catholics. Let's go to the Coalfields. Let's go to the you know, just
the Seymours of the world, right?
Yeah, let's go to the lower level schools to where
or smaller schools.
Yes, where you need numbers. You need your football players to play baseball. You need your football players to play basketball. And a lot of times if you don't have them, it's hard to fill out a roster. So I think best case scenario coming out of today and really this week for a plan moving forward, would have football in the fall, plan on having football in the fall, 8-game regular season and a 4-round playoff. High school playoffs for football usually are 5 rounds. They would cut out that first round because it doesn't make a whole lot of money for the TSSAA and kind of simplify it that way.
Yeah, so there's always, TSSAA, if you've ever been to a high school football game or covered it, they kind of come in and start running things after that first round.
Yep.
Let's be honest, the high school football playoff's a little too long. Right. It probably is a week too long. So that's not going to be the end of the world. The 8 regular season games, you hate that for the kids that are out there. What that looks like as far as the possibly shortened season for girls soccer would be interesting. With soccer we're seeing right now, especially with club soccer, they'll play 2-3 times in a weekend.
Yeah.
So if they could play that, with girls soccer, could they play a couple times a week, 3 times a week or something like that? Might be a lot to ask. But could they play, when I'm looking at the EPL and teams are playing 2-3 times a week, you got to think that maybe you could get an extra few games in instead of just playing 2/3 of the season or 3/4 of the season.
You know, Will, did you play soccer in high school?
No.
I didn't either.
I'll be honest. I hated soccer until one day I had a conversation with a guy that worked in Europe that works for Oak Ridge, and he was always like he was stationed in Europe, was where they had him work, but. And I didn't like it. He knew I always ripped it on the air, and he just sat for half an hour at this dinner we were at and did nothing while like as the whole program's going on the whole thing. He's just breaking down to me why I'm misunderstanding soccer and what I'm not getting. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I rolled my eyes, and then the next time I watched it, it all clicked, and I was like, oh, this is fantastic. I love this sport. So no, I didn't play it growing up.
Because I mean, you're the biggest soccer fan that I know right now, but. I'm not sure how the schedule works in high school soccer. I'm pretty sure they probably play 2 times a week to begin with, don't they?
I think they usually do. I think they usually play like Tuesday and then towards the weekend.
So how many more games could you actually fit in Monday through Friday? Probably not many more.
Asking for 3 is a lot.
Yeah.
Asking for 3 is a whole lot.
So where you're seeing NASCAR right now, and NASCAR's almost caught up, by the way, making up all these races to where they're racing twice very early on, 3 times a week. I think that'd be hard-pressed to do for girls' soccer in high school. But, again, we'll have to see.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. It's not a great scenario for the kids. I will tell you this. If we see them vote to push back, here's the problem. They want to get the football season in, period, right? And they would rather get the football season in than not get the football season in.
Yeah.
If they push back the football season, it makes me think that they think it's very much on the table that the school year gets shut down.
Yeah, potentially. And again, I mean, we're talking about all these scenarios. We're talking about all this right now. But I mean, if those numbers continue to spike or you know, really take a turn for the worse, we'll be having the same conversation here in the next couple of weeks or whatever. Because, I mean, if the numbers are high, there's not going to be football or probably any other sport for that matter.
You know what, Cater, there are a few things out there there are topics that have made me look like a dang fool on the radio before, right? This isn't my first rodeo as far as looking like an idiot when it comes to being on the air. Facebook is the one that I would look at and say, I never thought people would really stick to Facebook because it's terrible. So I just never thought that Facebook was a thing that, essentially, they don't have a good app. They still don't have a good app, but they didn't have a good app for a decade. I just didn't think that was going to be something that was really going to take off because of what a cesspool it is. But Facebook is what Facebook is. I have never looked like a bigger fool than I have when it comes to COVID-19 in sports, just because I'm always optimistic about it. I'm like, oh, they're going to play the – they're not missing March Madness. It's a billion-dollar event. They're not missing that. Of course they don't. I literally told Ivins there's a better chance that in the middle of the Final Four aliens land on the court than we don't get March Madness this year.
Hey, buddy, I don't think you're the only one that's looked kind of silly in this process. I mean, to be fair –
the Olympics, I was like,
we've never seen this before, yeah.
Yeah, the Olympics are July and August. There's no chance they're going to cancel that. Of course they cancel it. Yes, baseball season's going to happen. They'll just play it without fans. It'll be – baseball season still hasn't happened yet. You know, it. So, you know, now I'm like, well, of course we're going to have football season. So pretty much the idea is
so, Will, what you should be saying is, sorry, guys, there's going to be no football this year whatsoever.
That's the key, is be doom and gloom about COVID when it comes to sports, and you'll end up not looking like an idiot on the radio
but then
about 5 days a week.
The keyboard warriors will be out there saying, oh, that Will West said we'd never have football again. What's he know?
Yeah, I don't care if they're mad at me. I don't care whatsoever. I just don't want to look like a fool on the radio as often as I have when it comes to this COVID-19. And I don't care to look like it a little bit, but gracious,
Six days a week for me, every week.
Oh, it is rough, man. It has been just terrible with what's taken from the world of sports. Just awful. 656-9900, your phone number. Start bench cuts next. It's the starting lineup. 99.1 The Sports Animal. Scar cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Will West, Eric Kane, 99.1, The Sports Animal. This is the starting lineup. EA Show with Brian Rice is coming up next. We'll have Brian Rice on with us coming up in the final segment. Oh, the program. I just want a quick note for everybody out there. Because Eric Kane has been following the high school football story with football season and with girls soccer, does not mean Eric Kane's the one that is making these decisions for the state. So powerful as Kaner might be, he could turn my mic off right now. You wouldn't have to hear from me again. Ratings would go up. But Kaner is not the one that is making these decisions. So for the people calling cussing Kaner out for the fact that football is going to be delayed, he's not the one making that call. So let's chill. Let's have a Vicodin. Let's whatever we need to do to get ourselves chilled out a little bit. Multiple people have called Kaner going off on him about the decision to delay high school football. Kaner's not the one making the decision to delay high school football. Or is he? Start bench cut is now on the starting lineup.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, Will, on this day in 1992, A League of Their Own was released. Start, Bench, Cut, best baseball movie of all time, and I probably left your favorite one out. Whoever's listening, okay. I'm sorry.
I don't even know if it's my favorite. I just think it's the best. Does that make, you know what I mean? There's a difference between my favorite and the best.
Yeah, I get that. Start, Bench, Cut, A League of Their Own, Bull Durham, or Field of Dreams?
All right, so I'm going to make everybody really mad here. I don't like Bull Durham.
Really?
Yeah. I've never finished Bull Durham.
Really? Yeah. You never saw the ending?
I've tried 15 times. I just turn it off every time.
I mean, like, no spoilers, but he's going to go chase his dream still being in baseball.
All right, so I need to finish it. I'll make the attempt to finish it.
In terms of being a coach.
Yeah. So I will start Field of Dreams. I'll bench A League of Their Own. I'll cut Bull Durham.
I'll start Bull Durham. I will bench A League of Their Own. I mean, there's no crying in baseball, Wilmer Flores. I mean, what are we doing here? And I'll cut Field of Dreams. Hot take, not the biggest fan of Field of Dreams. That
really?
Is, yeah, just, I never, I mean, there's about 10 other baseball movies I'd rather watch.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Is that bad to say?
Let the Sandlot off of this as well.
I know, I love me some Sandlot, but I figure the average person wouldn't want to watch a kid's movie, but I love it. And it's not really a kid's movie. It's, you know, it is what it is. I love the Sandlot. Most likely college football scenario this year. Bowl season is played. A 10-game season is played. Only conference games are played.
Didn't get a chance to get into it today. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Kansas State's athletics director told Heather Denich from ESPN he doesn't see any way that a full season is played. That would vibe with what Mark Ebert said earlier on when he spoke to Congress a few weeks ago and said, Republican members of Congress, and he said the expectations, we start the season on time and we finish everything by Thanksgiving. So it, that would probably vibe with that a little bit. So I will start a 10-game season. I will bench conference season. I will cut full season play.
I mean, at this point, I just don't know. There's been so much going on and talked about in scenarios. I'm a positive person, and this is what I want. So I'll start full season. I'll bench 10 game, and I will cut only conference games are played. Most likely outcome for high school fall sports. Start bench cut postponed until later in the fall. Fall and spring sports are flipped. Start fall sports in February.
I think that start postponed seems to be the most likely one. That does seem the one that has the most momentum, according to Mark Packer. I will start postpone. I will bench fall sports start in February. I will cut fall and spring sports flipped.
Yeah. So I will start. I agree with you. I'll start postponing until later in the fall. I think that's got the most support right now, and I think that would be the best case scenario if you were to start football, say, the first week of October or around that September 25th day, whatever that, you know, after that acclimation period is. I think that it would be the best case scenario. Plus, you get in 8 games, almost your full regular season, 4-round playoffs. You're still playing for something. I'm going to bench start fall sports in February, or I'm going to bench a fall and spring sports flip. I don't think that's a good option at all, but I do think that would be my bench. I'm going to cut start fall sports in February because then you're going to have people picking and choosing what they can play, and I would just hate that for high school athletes. That'd be
hard. Is that the most likely scenario, though? Like, is the way that you're start bench cutting it, is that what you want to see or what you think is most likely?
I think that's most likely at this point. Okay. And again, it's, you know, it's fluid. Things are changing. But I think right now that's probably the most likely scenario. But again, we'll have to see. Start bench cut quarterbacks of the NFC South, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan.
Hey, look, I until I see Tom Brady not being the GOAT, I'm not throwing dirt on the grave. So I'm gonna start Tom Brady. I'm going to bench Matt Ryan and cut Drew Brees. I think that Father Time's catching up with Drew Brees, and that's okay. That guy's been incredible. He's a top 10 quarterback that's ever played the game. So, and it's okay to be that. But I think you're seeing a transition a little bit kind of happen with the Saints, in that I think they're going to run the ball a little bit more this year and things like that. And they have in recent years, Brees sitting out there throwing the ball 700 times, for gosh sakes, like he used to. So I'll start Brady. I'll bench Ryan, I'll cut Brees. Although I'll take any of the three of them over Daniel Jones.
Run the football, that's fine. As long as when you do throw the football on Drew Brees, you're throwing it at a 74% clip. The dude was, he missed a couple weeks. I know, I get that. But the dude was very, he had his most accurate season last year. And he's what, 39, I believe? He's pushing 40, whatever the case may be. I will start Drew Brees. I will bench Tom Brady. I'll cut Matt Ryan. But Father Time is catching up to both of those guys.
They are. I'll say this too. We had like a team running the ball more means the quarterback's not good. A team running the ball more means the quarterback's going to be more effective.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill. It's a good thing when a team can run the ball. It makes things a whole. You don't want to be Andrew Luck where it's like, well, I got to throw in the double coverage or we lose this game and I just got to hope that my guy makes a play for me and then you don't get a chance to do it. Eli Manning lived with that the last decade of his career for number six.
All right, Sarbridge Cup, biggest impact player to opt out of the Major League Baseball season as of right now. I took 3 of the 4 from yesterday. Ryan Zimmerman of the Nationals, Ian Desmond of the Rockies, or Mike Leake of the D-backs?
I'll start Ryan Zimmerman. He is a star player. And so even the impact as far as the game isn't going to be what it used to be 7-8 years ago, but it's still impactful. I'll bench Mike Leake. I'll cut Ian Desmond. Was he really going to play outside of just platoon utility infield stuff?
I'll actually flip that whole thing. I think Ian Desmond will have the biggest impact, or would have had the biggest impact on his roster than the other two. So I'll start Ian Desmond. Again, he can play so many different positions, but he was going to get his at-bats no matter what. So I'll start Ian Desmond. I'll bench Ryan Zimmerman. He used to be a star. He was very, very good up until a few years ago. It's just, again, we're talking about Father Time. He can still get it done, but not nearly at the rate that he was. And he's more of a clubhouse guy, leader. He's still very vital to that organization, but there are other guys, Juan Soto, that have stepped up and really taken over that role. So I'll bench Ryan Zimmerman, and I'll cut Mike Leake. Mike Leake's a fine player. He's had a fine career, but it's either hit or miss with Mike Leake, so I'll cut him. Last one, Dame Lillard is on the cover of NBA 2K. Coolest game to be on the cover of? 2K, Madden, or MLB The Show?
Start Madden. Well, yeah, Country Mile, you start Madden. Madden, being on the Madden cover is an honor that happens in football. While the others, this is kind of cool. I'll bench 2K. I'll cut MLB The Show. I got to be honest with you. I know the last time I bought MLB The Show.
Well, I've never bought a 2K game. So
okay.
But in having said that, I mean it's very, very popular. So for that reason, I will bench it behind Madden because Madden's the obvious start. I'll bench the 2K and I'll cut The Show. But if it were for me, my personal choice, which I guess is what this is, because this is our own start bench cut, I'll start Madden. I'll bench MLB The Show because that game is awesome, and I'll cut 2K.
Yeah, do you know, I need to watch it. I need to play MLB The Show. I love baseball games. I just haven't done it in years. So
I'm not going to lie, man. Like back in college, we used to play, and I mean, it would just take, I mean, we would have many, many series, like, you know, best of three game series and 3 of 5 and just stay up all night. And you would find the glitches in the game. Like there was a glitch in MLB The Show, like 16 or seven, whatever it may be. And you could pick off a runner at first base like once every 3 tries, and it was guaranteed every time. You know, in some of those early Madden games, I could block a field goal every time. I found that cheat code and or that glitch, and it was awesome. And so you play so much of a game that you find those little glitches, use them to your advantage. And then you know, you play against someone so many times, you start playing mind games with one another, and that's when it gets really fun.
Yep.
But I played MLB The Show so many times.
That is Star Bitch Cup, brought to you by Heritage Realty. HeritageRealtyKnox.com, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. At Heritage Realty, they're especially incredible when it comes to property management, treating your property as if it's their own, and maximizing your investment value. That is Heritage Realty. Brian Rice joins us next. It's the crossover EA show with Brian Rice, coming up at 9, starting lineup 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
High school football in Tennessee will not start on time this season. TSSAA Executive Director Bernard Childress confirmed Tuesday afternoon. This comes following Tennessee's Governor Bill Lee's extension of the state of emergency on Monday that goes through August the 29th. High school girls soccer will also not start on time, whereas there was no mention of volleyball, golf, cross country, or other non-contact fall sports in the memo sent out to member schools. The Tennessee Football Coaches Association is holding an already scheduled meeting with the Board of Control today at 10 o'clock. No minor league baseball in East Tennessee this year for the first time in 64 years. That became official yesterday. That means no Tennessee Smokies baseball, no Chattanooga Lookouts baseball, or very near and dear to my heart, Appalachian League baseball up in the Tri-Cities this summer. Previously, Baseball America reported that some minor leaguers who were left out of that 60-player pool for the Major League Club are free to go and play independent baseball this summer. And the nation's top-rated 2021 cornerback, 13th player overall, Tony Grimes of Virginia, has committed to Mack Brown and North Carolina. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education in Tennessee. It's 8:45. We'll cross over next with the Eric Ains Show with Brian Rice on the starting lineup.
Final segment of starting lineup 99.1, the Sports Animal. Will West, Eric Kane here with you. EA Show with Brian Rice to come up. Come on in just a couple of minutes. Talk about the greatest sports sidekicks of all time, because it's the actor who played Cameron on Ferris Bueller. It is his birthday. And the Dan Aykroyd is also his birthday today. So we've been talking about the greatest sports sidekicks. It may be unfair that we've taken Scottie Pippen off the table for people, but Scottie's just the most obvious. He's the GOAT sidekick of all time. And I don't know, that it just seems like it's a little too obvious when you look at those sports sidekicks. We don't have nearly as many in football though, Kaner, as I thought that we might have.
No, we really don't. Again, I think it's kind of hard to establish a sidekick because, and I'm not saying basketball is not a team sport or any other, but football, you need all 10 guys around you to make it happen. I mean, you really do. If you're a receiver, you need someone throwing you the football. If you're a running back, you need someone blocking for you. There are a few that we pointed out, but I mean, I think it's tougher in football.
Yeah, it is tougher in football. That's a lie. It's a team sport. It is a team. You know, that you hear that all the time. B. Rice joins us now. Brian Rice from the EA Show with Brian Rice. What's up, Brian? How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I think my best sports sidekick is somebody who has been both a leading man and a sidekick. When he was in Orlando, Shaq was the leading man and Penny was the sidekick. But then he goes to L.A., and Shaq was 100% Kobe's sidekick.
Really?
Oh, what? It was. Yeah. It was. He was Batman and Kobe was Robin, man. Come on.
Nah.
Points per game, focal point of the offense. Now, when he went to Miami, he was absolutely the sidekick to Dwayne Wade when Dwayne Wade got that ring. And maybe at the end, I'll be real, he should have been Kobe's sidekick by the end. But he was unwilling to take that role, and I think that probably led a lot to why the breakup happened between Kobe and Shaq and why the Lakers chose Kobe over Shaq.
I'll just, they picked him at the end, and I think those teams, those early Lakers teams, without Kobe, it's what Shaq had in Orlando, which is close, but ultimately you're going to get blown out late in the playoffs. I don't know. Maybe you go with that.
But. Well, without some fancy officiating in the Western Conference Finals against Sacramento, there's one less ring that the Lakers should not have had, if not for the David Stern fix being in. One of your favorite movies was released on this day, Brian Rice. That is A League of Their Own. Is that your favorite baseball movie of all time?
It's up there. I think A League of Their Own is certainly the most watchable or most rewatchable of all the baseball movies. I'm a sucker for Eight Men Out, the story of the Chicago Black Sox, and also, and people are going to make fun of me for this, but that's okay. It's on MLB Network all the time, For Love of the Game. Kevin Costner's better baseball movie.
Our buddy Tom Tunnell had me watch that recently. That is a really good movie. I got to be honest. I just assumed it was Rene Russo, and it's not going to be good. So
no,
that's what I get for stereotyping Rene Russo movies. But that was a very good movie. I was surprised with it. TSSAA, I guess, making the announcement yesterday that high school football, girls' soccer, it's at least going to be postponed. What is your initial reaction to what we've seen with high school sports in our state?
I'm not surprised. I think a lot of people, you know, in talking to people around the game, some coaches were full bore, hey, we're going to start on time, there's going to be no problem. And then a lot of other people were, I don't see how we go from you can't have more than two guests at graduation to we're going to play high school football like it's normal in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was not surprised. I know a lot of people, and Brent Hubbs is one of the ones that posted it, you know, disappointed that the governor would go ahead and put something out through the end of August. I think, and we've had a lot of that throughout this pandemic of, well, it's too early to do that. I think the data that decision makers are getting is on a 2 month model, and that's why you're seeing it, because you're seeing pretty consistently every decision being made is based on a 2 months out model rather than a 1 month out model. And to this point, most of those decisions have been correct, except for some of the reopening things. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I know there are a lot of people frustrated. I'm frustrated, but it's just, You're trying to make the best decision for everybody, and it's not just the kids that it affects. It's parents and grandparents they go home to. It's the people in the community. It's everybody. And are we really ready for everybody to be packed in like that? I don't know the answer to that, but it seems like it's no.
Yeah, am I wrong to read into this, or would you also read into this? That I read into this, the first thing I read into this is that the governor's office thinks this is going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I think that's accurate, and it may not be that way in every state or in every county in Tennessee, but you know, Nashville and Memphis have had their own issues as bigger school or as bigger counties. Knox has been fairly immune is not the word, because I now know several people who have it or are suspected to have it and are currently quarantining, but Knox County has been more insulated from this than a lot of places. And so it's easy to understand people's reaction when something's shut down. But, yeah, I think something serious changed in the modeling from Friday to Monday, because in talking to people in Nashville on Friday, the expectation in state government was the governor was going to allow the state of emergency to expire and we were going to move on to the next phase. And to the point where that was communicated to some counties, some health departments, some other people who need to know what the plan is, and there were a lot more people than just the TSSAA that were taken aback when the opposite happened on Monday.
Okay, so is it did you get to see the I don't know if you saw Heather Dinichest last night, because it was on the late Sports Center, the later after an evening Sports Center, the 7:30 Sports Center is the first time I saw it. That Kansas State's athletics director saying he doesn't see any way that a full college football season, he thinks high school, the college football will be played, but that a full college football play season is probably impossible. Cater asked here in the last segment, what do you think we see full season, 10-game season, conference season only? If you had to start, bench, cut those three, what are you rolling with?
I'll start conference season only. I will bench shorten season, and I will cut full season, because I don't know. I every day that it gets worse, because now we're talking, all of our optimism from the spring through the first part of the summer was, well, the models will all say this will get better, this will get better, we'll be able to get back to normal. Well, now everything's going in the opposite direction. I don't see a flip in this so quickly unless people start to change what their behavior is.
That's tough to get people to do for whatever reason in this day and age, right? So
yeah,
what do you do? So and this is the one thing I think there's a reason why you're seeing other people. And I'll agree with you. And you make a good point about what you said about something between Friday and Monday. I don't know if you saw yesterday, Mitch McConnell came out and said, "For God's sakes, wear a mask," right? Which is not something Mitch McConnell doesn't get involved in things like that. Mike Pence wore a mask to his briefing earlier this morning. So it's that is something has clearly changed since the end of last week to the beginning of this week with the modeling. Brian, what's up coming up on the EA show next?
Coming up, our big topic today in the 10 o'clock hour will be your favorite Tennessee players of the 2010s. The three of us are going to draft our all 2010s teams on Thursday and Friday. We want to hear from you today. All that and a lot more coming up on the Eric Kane Show.
All right, that's Brian Rice. The EA show with Brian Rice is next. Eric Kane, fantastic job as always.
Thank you, sir.
We'll talk to you tomorrow on the starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal.